Good morning. I am Simon Bertrang, the Executive Director of SF New Deal, and we're here today to celebrate the opening of a new concept from off the grid, our seventh vacant and vibrant pop-up to open on Powell Street Corridor here in Union Square. Vacant and Vibrant is a program we launched in close partnership with the Office of Economic and Workforce Development in 2023, and it has come to represent the best of what is possible through public-private partnership. SF New Deal's team is dedicated to the proposition that San Francisco is a small business city, and our vision is of vibrant neighborhoods full of diverse and thriving small businesses. And that's why we're working so hard, again, in close partnership with the city and with private funders, to give small businesses a starring role in shaping the new future of this neighborhood. Vacant and vibrant pop-ups give small businesses an opportunity to fill vacant storefronts, test out an idea, and when it works, to stay, to help build a new downtown. This is our 27th pop-up location. And each pop-up has brought new communities, new audiences downtown, drawing people back to the heart of the city, and more than half have transitioned to long-term tenancy by signing multi-year leases. Powell Street, like commercial corridors throughout San Francisco, has faced a new reality as we've recovered from the pandemic. But like all of our great commercial corridors, it will thrive when it reflects the diversity, creativity, and offerings that define San Francisco. And this belief has driven our strategy on Powell Street, bringing small businesses in that represent the spirit of the city. Off the grid is the next step in that direction. Here at 111 Powell, residents and visitors alike will be able to experience arts, culture, local offerings, and frankly, a lounge to hang out in. There's not a lot of spaces to hang out in on Powell Street. Step inside, there are couches. And by day, the coffee shop behind me will serve, will serve beverages. And in the evenings, music, entertainment, events will invite communities to experience a whole new side of Powell Street. The facade art installation, featuring projection-based artwork, which you can see behind me inside, it will be projected on the facade at nighttime when it's visible, will add much-needed activation to this block. Today, you'll be hearing from our key partners who make this work possible, including the mayor, Supervisor Souder, and Matt Cohen, the founder of Off the Grid. Beyond those here today, many others, and mostly they are actually here, the mayor's chief of housing and economic development, Ned Siegel, OEWD director Ann Topier, and her team, including Laurel Arventides and Susanna Conin Nakano, and Office of Small Business director Katie Tang and her team, and numerous compliance agencies. So the strong support we've received from the city has been matched by leadership from private sector partners, including Gap, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, the Pisces Foundation, Visa, and the new Downtown Development Corporation and others. With these partners, Vacant and Vibrant is having an impact not only in San Francisco, but it's serving as a national model of what is possible through public-private partnership. And now, I'm honored to welcome our next speaker, Mayor Daniel Lurie. Under his leadership, downtown is on the rise. His support of Vacant and Vibrant and numerous other critical initiatives is making it possible for small businesses like Off the Grid to be here today. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, everyone. I am so fired up to go get some coffee. Can you all save me a cup in there? Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm very excited to be here today as we welcome Off the Grid's first brick and mortar store and the newest vacant to vibrant addition to Powell Street, Off the Grid. Congratulations. Now, Off the Grid has been a beloved part of San Francisco culture for 15 years, organizing food truck meetups and bringing people together across the city. This new holiday market is taking over the former Uniqlo, a prime space right here next to Union Square, that has unfortunately been vacant for almost 4.5 years. Now, it will be a place that brings together food, art, and music to create an incredible experience for our community and our visitors. And for you Uniqlo lovers, do not worry. The brand is opening up a new flagship store on Market Street. Now, through my Heart of the City Executive Directive, we are revitalizing downtown and creating new opportunities for small businesses of all kinds. More vacant to vibrant storefronts are opening downtown, including The Best Bookstore, Dandelion Chocolate, The Wild Fox, Fibers of Being, and Tiat. You're welcome. And through Permit SF, we will continue to cut red tape and streamline permitting for small businesses so that they can open faster and operate more efficiently. And it's working. We are seeing results across the city. Black Friday saw a 50% increase in revenue year over year, with a 50% increase in in-person spending across our great city. Spending in San Francisco on the biggest shopping day of the year outpaced 20 other major American cities. And with that tax revenue, San Francisco will be able to fund the essential services that residents rely on every single day. Now, local organizations like Off the Grid are essential to the culture and the energy of our city, and I'm excited for this new chapter, for this space, and for Powell Street. Let's go Off the Grid, and let's go San Francisco, and welcoming up a great partner in revitalizing this incredible district, District 3 Supervisor Danny Sutter.
Thank you, Mary Lurie. Good morning, everyone. My name is Danny Sauter, and I have the honor of representing Union Square as your District 3 supervisor. I'm happy to be here. This is a beautiful time of year in Union Square, and it keeps getting better and better. You know, I'm really thrilled because I think these are two great institutions coming together. Off the Grid, maybe not as old as the tradition of Union Square, but you quickly have made your mark in San Francisco. Some of my first memories in San Francisco after moving here were at Off the Grid at Fort Mason. So, Matt, thank you. And you are bringing all of those memories here to Union Square, a neighborhood that particularly around the holidays has really been part of so many families' memories and tourist memories, and I think it's a beautiful thing for you to come together and to come down here to Union Square. You know, I'm so appreciative of this partnership that's made this happen. I think it's the best of San Francisco. You've got creative entrepreneurs coming together with city departments, with the mayor's office and the leadership out of OEWD. You know, when we're coming together like this, it is to solve problems and to figure things out. And sometimes government's not that good at that. But this is a case where we're getting better, and we're actually physically seeing the improvement down here in Union Square. The Vacant to Vibrant program has been such a smashing success. Simon, Jacob, thank you for making it possible. I've been so happy. Round of applause. Thank you. We have some of those first pop-ups that are now permanent. You know, we've got Devil's Teeth over at the Embarcadero Center in District 3. And Sarah, I see you at the Best Bookstore. I want to make sure you're the next permanent. You're going to be permanent. So a block away, everyone go by the Best Bookstore that just opened. It's incredible. So with that, I want to introduce now Matt, one of the founders of Off the Grid, who's really the driving force behind making all of this possible and is going to be here delighting customers and visitors here in the holiday season in Union Square. Thank you, everybody. Matt.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor Lurie, you. Supervisor Sauter, Vacant Vibrant, Simon, everybody on your team. From the time that I moved to San Francisco 25 years ago, Union Square was the destination for what people thought of when they came to San Francisco. We've worked in Union Square on and off for the last 10 years or so, but it feels really important to us, the heart of the culture of what we're trying to do and add vibrancy to San Francisco, to be here. And it wouldn't be possible without Vacant to Vibrant. This is a new space for us. It's an entertainment space. It's a community space. We want to build connections with designers, fashion, music, of course, food. And so we're excited to be able to play with this space. Thank you to our artists, Chris and Patrick, who did the interactive installation that's behind me. It's picking up on all of you from a camera that's out here and then cameras inside. And it's really cool when it's going. At night, it'll be really great. And then if you do come inside, please explore upstairs. We're calling it a kind of interactive event experience space, live music, DJs, and all different sorts of things happening at night. And so, again, I just want to say thank you again to everybody who came out. This is a new experience for Off the Grid, and it wouldn't be possible without all of the support of city agencies, Union Square Alliance, and everybody who's here. So thank you very much, and onward.
Okay, all right. Just a few more remarks, and apologies. As we get ready to cut the ribbon and celebrate this opening, I want to encourage you all to spend some time on Powell Street after this event. As you heard, you can buy a new book up the block, you can buy a chocolate bar, you can see new art, you can grab lunch, you can do some holiday shopping. All experiences made possible by small business owners who have stepped up through our Vacant to Vibrant program. 2026 is going to be bringing exciting growth to Vacant to Vibrant, and we look forward to our continued collaboration not only with the city but with our partners at the Downtown Development Corporation. Together, we are going to be doubling down on our commitment to ensure that small businesses shape the next chapter of downtown. So thank you all for being here today. Let's cut a ribbon.
That's teamwork.